As you have seen and heard, hopefully over the last few weeks, today is World Missions Sunday. In the past, we've done various things today, but kind of as our elders have presented in the last few weeks, as our vision has shifted and as our mission has been refined over the last few years, that also means that today has had some slight changes. So today, I want to kind of throw an idea by you and then want to tell you about an organization. It's actually a special group of people. It's just two people, actually, and we'll get to them in a minute. But I want to start in John chapter 20 because I think we need to get this picture, this image in our mind anytime we talk about mission, missions, or our mission. And so you'll see what I'm talking about in just a second. Look in John chapter 20. Let's start in verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." I think it's fun that John says the doors are locked, hinting at the idea that Jesus got into the room without the door. That's fun. Look at verse 20. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. If you're unfamiliar with what's going on in this text, Jesus, this Jesus guy, we talk about him some, he died and rose from the dead, but he was crucified. So he's showing them his marks. Hey, this is where I've been. And then he says this, look at verse 21. This is what I want us to look at this morning. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Okay, look back at verse 21 again. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." This is actually the second time Jesus says this. He said it earlier in John 17, actually as a part of his prayer. He was thanking God that as you sent me, help me now to send my disciples. This is what that looks like. So God, the author and creator of all things, sends Jesus. We know this. We know this to be true. It's something we study all the time. And what now Jesus says is now I send the disciples. This is really not a new idea, that really we could talk about the idea that our God, he is a sending God. It's part of his nature. If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, one really cool way of thinking about Genesis 1 is that God creates humans. He creates, at that time, who we call Adam and Eve. And what he does, he sends them to rule and to reign over creation. Have you ever thought about that? That Adam and Eve were not merely passive participants just enjoying all these good things. That he actually sent them with a purpose, with a task, with a job. Their task or their job was to be sent to rule and to reign, to build, to create amidst all of creation. One of the ways we can talk about that now is that they were sent to actually what we would call create culture, to build cities, to conquer the earth, in some ways to have dominion as small kings and small queens over the world. And this doesn't stop with Adam and Eve. You go on to Genesis chapter 12 and we pick up Abraham. So we know how things went from Genesis 3 to 11. They went poorly. And so God begins this rescuing process and he chooses this guy named Abraham or Abraham. And what happens in Genesis 12 is that the same thing happens. God says, hey, I need to call you as a group of people to be sent to the world for the sake of the world. It's the same thing. And here's what's really cool. Genesis 1, you know the first thing that God does to Adam and Eve? He blesses them. Do you know what God says to Abraham? I'm going to bless you to be a blessing. So by the time you get to Isaiah 42, you pick up the same story. It says that Israel is supposed to be a blessing to the world. The literal phrase right there is a light to the nations. That was the people of God's purpose in the Old Testament. From Adam and Eve to Abraham to Israel, they were supposed to be a sent people, a light to the nations. So here's what's really fascinating. By the time you get to the Sermon on the Mount, do you remember how the Sermon on the Mount starts? Blessed are the poor in spirit. What's up with this blessing stuff, right? And then you get a few verses in. You know who Jesus says that we are, our identity? We're the light of the world. Never heard these words before, right? This is Isaiah 42. Jesus is recalling things that we know that if we're a part of God's people, we are a part of a God. We're a part of his rule and reign, that he is a sending God. It is his very nature. The text that Mark read earlier, by the way, Mark and I have not talked all week. I've been gone. My bad. John 1 is what I was going to go this morning. It's also where Gary goes in the video. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing things that we couldn't take care of ourselves. In John chapter 1, when it says that Jesus incarnated himself, the word is it tabernacled. It was his presence that came to be here. That God needed to send Jesus to be the presence in the world. And now what Jesus says at the end of John is, I need to send my disciples to be my presence in the world. So if we're going to be a part of God's people, we need to know and to realize and to grasp the idea that we serve, we worship, we love, we adore, we honor, and we glorify a God that is ascending God. Are you with me so far? Great. Okay. By the way, I've been with 7th through 12th graders the last two weekends who are very responsive. So I say things and they just talk back. Sometimes it's a little strange, so feel free, call me out this morning. I'm totally cool with it. So since our God is ascending God and God's people are ascent people, I want to tell you about a special couple of people this morning who we're going to give an offering for in just a few minutes. This is Gary and Michelle Ford. Gary and Michelle felt as if God was calling them to a very specific place a few years ago. They actually, when I've talked to them on the phone, they said that we feel like God had prepared us our entire life to actually do what God is now having us do on the ground. Gary and Michelle were a part of this church for a while, but let me give you a little bit of their background. Gary actually grew up as a military kid, in his words. And so he moved around a lot and even spent some time in Germany when his parents were moved for being in the military. Michelle grew up as a missionary kid and actually spent some time in Moscow, Russia. And so between Gary moving for the military and Michelle moving for missionary, they're used to being in transit, meeting new people, being a part of new cultures. They both did a program that's called Adventures and Missions. It's AIM. It's out of Lubbock, Texas. Gary went with AIM to actually Bangkok, Thailand, where they are now. And Michelle went to Okinawa, Japan. It's fascinating. And so they have spent much of their life traveling and seeing the way that God has been at work in his world in lots of ways. It was after their time with AIM that they actually came and were a part of this church for a while. Gary and Michelle spent about a year here and did lots of things with international students. And it's really, really cool to hear Gary talk about this church. Because the things that we often take for granted, Gary and Michelle now tell people all around the world, which is really fascinating to me. I think I often get stuck in kind of the Murray bubble. Anybody feel that? That we kind of get stuck here in our own city, in our own county, and Gary's out there talking about our church just all willy-nilly, just telling about this great church that's in Western Kentucky. That's great, by the way. That's your fault. Good job. But Gary and Michelle felt God's call to go to, it's right outside of Bangkok, Thailand. And the city of Bangkok, Thailand has about 15 million people in it. You know, close to Murray. And Bangkok, Thailand, this is fascinating. Less than 1% Christian. I know statistics are difficult, but that one's really hard for me to fathom. 15 million people, less than 1% Christian. Those conversations look a lot different than the ones that I have on campus, don't they? They're in a very kind of pantheistic, animistic culture where they worship everything. And in the video, you'll get to see some of that. And if you go to Gary's YouTube page, you can see some of the different videos of them just experiencing worship in all sorts of ways to all sorts of different people. But a few years ago, Gary and Michelle said, we want to move to Bangkok, Thailand, and our goal is to start a disciple-making movement in Bangkok, Thailand. And so their ministry, they've just chose to call it Replicate. The idea that in this Genesis account, we have Adam and Eve sent to be fruitful and multiply. And then Paul picks up that language to talk about us multiplying and making disciples. And so this is the idea that we want to see people replicated. We want to see disciples make disciples who make more disciples. So they picked up on that language. And as a part of that culture, their idea was that we really need to do disciple making a different way. So their process, the way that they are trying to start a disciple making movement, is through actually starting a coffee shop. They have a coffee shop that actually opened a few weeks ago called La Mesa. Sorry, you can't see it real well. You'll see it again in a minute. And La Mesa coffee shop is really what they have called a third space. So a third space is different than a first space or a second space. I know you're smart enough, but just stay with me. First space would be your home. Second space would be your work. A third place or a third space is the next logical place. Take a gym, for example. It's somewhere that you go that's not your home or your work, and it's a space where you have relationship. It's a place where you can go meet people, learn to live life together. Coffee shops are a third place or a third space. We have lots of other places that are like that. So that's what they've tried to kind of do, is how can we open this kind of environment to where we can relationally invite people in and begin a disciple-making movement. Now, what they're doing is actually called business as missions. And I'll try to make this clear, but you really are just going to need to Google this later and listen to a few people talk about it. Business as Missions is also called BAM, which I think is fantastic. How do you want to see God at work? BAM. Just a great thing. Here's the general idea of Business as Missions, or BAM. BAM is the intentional integration of business and mission. It's important that you get intentional integration, because it's not just the idea that they're going to have a business that's a coffee shop where they're going to make profit and support their living. It is also 100% where they're going to do mission. They're not separate ideas. Business as mission is actually the idea that you do them at the very same time, in the same place, in the same space, and it's really fascinating. I'm just going to read just a couple sentences from a Business as Missions website. The idea of integration is important. This is not ministry tacked onto business for convenience, or business tacked on to ministry. Instead, mission is worked out in and through business, through the activities, through the products and services, and through relationships. These activities, products, and relationships are integral to business as a part of our God-given potential of business to transform society and glorify Him. That was Adam and Eve's task, to rule and to reign, to transform society. Through business, we can intentionally tackle poverty, increase quality of life, bring positive social change, and carry with us the message of eternal life. Gary and Michelle have had lots of help on this journey toward business as missions. One of them is a guy named Greg Williams. Strangely enough, Greg Williams works for an organization called the Mission Resource Network. Last week, you heard from someone named Dr. Everett Hufford, who also works with Mission Resource Network. How cool is that? God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. He's connected Gary and Michelle with the same organization that we're using to kind of fuel our disciple-making here and fuel the leadership of our church. Gary and Michelle said that Gary's been really helpful for them. Just thinking about this intentional integration of business and mission that Greg's been walking alongside of them. The other person that's been helping Gary and Michelle is this guy. He is the stately, good-looking bald fella. He has a good barber. Over here on the left-hand side with the vest on, his name is Rob Touchstone. When I was in high school, this bald-looking fella came to one of our retreats and said, "Hey, you need to think about going into ministry." And I said, "I don't know about that." And when I was in college, I was interviewed by a guy who said, "Hey, I want to do an interview with you to prepare you for ministry." That guy was Rob Touchstone. How about that? God doing for us what we can't do for ourselves. Rob has started something in Nashville called the Well Coffee House. If you just go to thewellcoffeehouse.com, I think it is, you can look at all what they're doing. They're actually doing business as mission in Nashville. They are planting wells and doing all these other things really cool out of Nashville. If you ever go there, you need to stop by, get you a really expensive, good cup of coffee, if coffee's your thing. Gary and Michelle have some incredible people working with them to try to kind of fuel this disciple-making movement and starting what they call business as missions. Now, I could spend a lot more time talking about them, but it would be so much better if you get to hear it from Gary and Michelle. So, They actually made this video just for us. I told them not to, just to shoot something with their camera or their phone, just say, hey, thank you. They actually spent a lot of hours on this video, so enjoy.
Sweaty Cop.
I'm Gary.
I'm Michelle.
And we do businesses missions in Bangkok, Thailand.
Bangkok's a huge city, metropolitan area of over 15 million people, so it's very urban. We've been living in Bangkok for a few years. I remember in our first year or two, we started to learn more about coffee, and we saw a lot of potential and opportunity to open up a coffee shop in Bangkok.
So now, after having lived here for a while, we're taking hold of what's called a business's missions model, or what many call BAM. And BAM really is just about using your business to bring glory and praise for God. So for us, that means using this coffee shop, La Mesa Coffee Co., to be an impact in our community here in Thailand. So as we first started getting going with opening up the coffee shop, we really wanted to find a place that met several of our goals so that what we were striving to do would be successful.
So starting out looking, one of the main goals was looking for a location, and that means easy access to parking, to walking distance from a public transportation, and this place, we found it.
We also wanted to be in a neighborhood where there weren't very many coffee shops yet. Bangkok has a lot of neighborhoods where there's just cafe after cafe, and we wanted to be in an area of town where that actually needed a coffee shop.
Also, we have to live here, and we live on the third floor, and we were wanting a community to be a part of, not just a working area, but an area that has people that work, but also that have homes and a community to be a part of.
So here with this space, we wanted to be able to give people a third place, a place that they can go that's outside their home life, outside their work life, so they can come together and just be themselves and define and be a part of community.
Be able to get together with their friends and have a good time. So when we first moved in, it was renovations were going on, and we had to do our third floor renovations where we live, and then we did the first floor, was all going on at the same time. And during that time, we got to meet a lot of our neighborhood and to see how things move and flow around here.
It was really interesting to see just how warm and welcoming, just simply the people in our neighborhood were to us and excited about what we hope to do with opening up this coffee shop.
Yeah, it's been really cool. Since we've opened up the shop, it's been about 2 weeks now. And since we opened up the shop, a lot of our neighborhood has walked through our doors here.
So as businesses missionaries, one of the big things that we strive to do is simply just live out our lives like Jesus. Jesus himself was the very first missionary. I love what John says in John chapter 1 when it says that the word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Literally, it says in Greek that he pitched up a tent. Jesus just moved in to our neighborhood here on earth. And really, that's what we've done here, is just trying to live alongside of the people in our community.
So we wanted to tell you a little bit about the building. For the first floor, it's the coffee shop. We have our espresso machine, we have a drip bar, and as well as a kitchen.
Then as we go up to the second floor, we haven't been able to do much of our renovations yet, but we hope to turn it into a co-working space where you can have membership, where people can come and work throughout the day and use even a small area to have an office meeting, and even be able to host small conferences. And this is the floor that we'll mainly use for our gathering as a church, as we do our church plan.
And for our third floor, that's where we live. That's our apartment. And it's laid out in loft style so that it's big and open, so that we can have people over. easily, and we've already like done a couple devos over, and it's held people really well, so that's been nice. We're still lacking a few things, like a kitchen and blinds and a wardrobe, but it's been really good so far, and we're really blessed with that.
So at this fourth floor, we have a lot of potential to be able to use that just kind of for ourselves, be able to host people over, but two, to be able to rent that out as a space to have yoga classes, fitness classes, be able to have some rooftop events like parties and things like this.
So an interesting thing is back in the day when we were living in Murray, that was when we first started dating, and we were able to volunteer with your church to help with the international students there. We were only there a year, but we were able to help with that, and that was one of the first ministries we were able to be a part of as a couple.
So it's really kind of crazy and cool how we have this relationship with you where we fell not only in love together, but too with serving God alongside each other, with reaching out to people, and how now your church has been such a big part of what we're striving to do here with taking hold of this business mission venture. We really couldn't do it without you.
Right?
Isn't that incredible? Especially if you got to know Gary and Michelle at all, just kind of see their heart in that. And it's crazy to fathom that they are 12 hours ahead of us. And they're about to go into Monday, which is weird. And just ecstatic about what God is doing in and through them and this whole journey for them. I want to show you all of these good things. You can go to their website, which is Gary Michelle Ford, and that's more of Michelle blogging through things that's happening. If you go to their Facebook page, Replicate BKK, that's kind of where they try to talk ministry stuff. And as you notice, they're trying to get the business side of things going and then beginning to have devotionals and discipling some of the people that they've even been employing to help with their reconstruction, and then going to do the church plant out of that. If you're on Instagram, it's the bottom two, La Mesa Coffee and Replicate INT, you can kind of follow them on Instagram. They do a really good job of posting on Instagram. And it would be super helpful for them if over the next week or so, we liked a lot of their stuff as they kind of get moving. And so two ways this morning that we can join the mission that Gary and Michelle are doing in Bangkok, Thailand. One way is that Gary asked me to ask you to pray for Christian workers. One of the beautiful things about business is missions that they really want to employ Christians so that they can share the gospel while they're working. And he said, we need those people. And so if you could ask everyone to pray that we would have Christians that would come to be a part of what we're doing and join us on our team, that would be super, super helpful. The second way this morning, our invitation is going to be an invitation to give. And so in just a few minutes, we're going to take up an offering. And hopefully you have prayed about this offering. Hopefully you have planned in some way to give over and above what you normally give. Because as Gary and Michelle just really kind of begin to get their feet on the ground, they still need some help financially just to get things rolling and figure out how this is going to play out as a church and as a disciple-making movement. In the past, we've helped you with other mission organizations. So as you leave today, if you kind of feel that maybe God has blessed you in a way with resources that you can help Gary, Michelle, or others. There are going to be some college students, hi friends, that are going to be at the doors, and they will hand out a sheet that has other mission organizations on it. Ones that you've heard of before, Eastern European Missions, Exile International, Let's Start Talking, which is what we use for Friends Speak, also Nations University, which Richard is intimately involved in, Partners in Progress, and World Christian Broadcasting. And so if you're interested in other mission organizations that we've worked with in the past, you can read just a brief summary of them. There's also a university contact on here. So that means a university church contact. If you want to know more about these, there's a list of some of our church members who have worked with these mission organizations before. So you can pick up one of these sheets on the way out if you think God has blessed you and you want to continue to work with other mission organizations. Thank you for being here today to hear just a very, very small portion of what Gary and Michelle have been doing over the last few years, really, to make this happen. When I talked to Gary over a month ago and told him that today we were going to take up an offering for them and we wanted to pray for them and bless them as much as we could. He received that message when he and Michelle were out for a walk. And he said that they were in a park and they had to sit down for a while and cry because they were utterly overwhelmed. They're in a season right now where Gary's getting up really early and not sleeping a lot just to try to make things happen. And so for them to know that there are at least 300 people that have got their back, that are praying for them, that are on their side, that have thought about them, they said it's been very overwhelming to think about. Gary and I talk just like he's here on FaceTime, on Facebook and stuff, and he talks so intimately about this church. So thank you for the support that you've given to missionaries like Gary and Michelle in the past. Thank you for what you're going to give today. I want to challenge you to give in a really, really big way today to them and for what God's doing in Bangkok, Thailand. I'm going to pray for our offering. Holy Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for the gracious gift of your son, Jesus. And this morning, Father, we want to pray a special blessing on Gary and Michelle Ford, that your Spirit's anointing and blessing would be on their life, would be on their ministry. And Father, as they have asked, we pray that you would be opening hearts and minds to those that need to go and work, to partner with them on this business's mission to replicate disciples in Bangkok, Thailand. God, we are so thankful for the vision that you've given them, the vision that they got to see right here in this building as a part of this church family. And so, Father, for that vision that you've given them, may you play that out every single day. May they keep their eyes up as they're tired. May they continue to move as they get defeated and it seems overwhelming. May your Spirit do in them what only he can do to empower them, to equip, and to make disciples there in Bangkok, Thailand. Father, we are so thankful for the opportunity that we have this morning to give and give in a mighty way to people that we don't know and that we might not ever see, but we trust that you are at work here in this family. We trust that you are at work there in Thailand, and we trust that you're going to do more than we could ever ask or imagine with this offering that we take this morning. Father, we love you and we praise you for your son, Jesus, and the ability we have to come to you in prayer, that you hear us and that you pour out your Spirit to us. We love you and we praise you for today. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And everyone said, amen.